Ross Dellinger of Yahoo Sports surprised many last night when he had a report that said the Pac-12 is expected to expand by 4 to include Boise State, San Diego State, Fresno State, and Colorado State out of the Mountain West.
The Pac-12 is dead. Long live the Pac-12. That was quick.
Yeah. This morning, the Pac-12 and member schools acknowledged the fact that that report, in fact, true by Ross Dellinger, and the state schools will all be joining up together. This is probably the weirdest conference ever when you think of it. They have six schools, all of them
state schools.
State schools. I don't know which ones that they can add on top of this. You're going to go after Utah State, New Mexico State, Texas State.
San Jose State.
Ooh, all those suck.
Sac State.
Yeah. Go to the big sky. Montana State. Hey, well, let's not stop there.
Right?
Montana State's probably the best of those teams.
Let's go rope in Portland State.
Go ahead. Go get Portland State. No, four schools added to the Pac-12, and it's going to come at quite the expense. Each one of those schools has a $17 million exit fee from the Mountain West Conference. In addition to that, according to Dellinger's reporting, there is, and we talked about this at the time, when the Pac-12 and Mountain West went into a scheduling agreement with one another, it was, hey, you poach any of our schools, you got to pay an additional $10 to $12 million. If you're doing the math on that, you're looking at between like $27 to $29 million for those schools to join up in the Pac-12.
Which, when you start looking at the purse strings, pretty much exhausts what the Pac-12, which is Oregon State and Washington State, what they're going to get from the bowl payouts, from the NCAA basketball, and from the last payouts that were due to the Pac-12. It is a desperation play.
But that is where the Pac-12 is at,
yes,
right now.
100%.
I think that it tells us a few things right now. It tells us what Oregon State and Washington State we're feeling after conversations with the Big 12, the ACC, and a far lesser extent, the Big 10 and the SEC, and the feedback that they got was not what they were looking for. They were looking for a seat at the big boy table. Mm-hmm. We all knew that would be the case. The Pac-12 is in a precarious situation because as we talked about over the summer, in the spring, the autonomous five status of the Pac-12 had been stripped away. So you are essentially creating a new group of five conference.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, what we thought would happen at the very beginning of this, and I was on this is what I thought the eventual outcome would be initially when the Pac-12 dissolved and we knew 10 teams were leaving, is slowly but surely the brand of the Pac-12 would start peeling off Mountain West schools. And that's how the Pac-12 survives.
And
in name alone. Yeah. And I thought after all of the twists and turns that this thing took, it did look more and more like now the best course of action, because of the $10 to $12 million that you're having to pay out when you peel schools out of the Mountain West due to their scheduling agreement, it looked like, well, maybe they're just going to join up with the Mountain West if they don't get into the Big 12 or the ACC.
The interesting thing here is, do they, with the pending lawsuit against the ACC and the possible dissolution of the ACC, do we see Stanford Cal joining this group?
Well,
I feel like that's probably the most likely outcome.
I think the plan feels like what they're hoping for and expecting is that the ACC does blow up.
Yeah.
At that point, Stanford and Cal return to out west.
They get released.
They play in the Pac-12. Yeah. Because here's where they need to go from here. They need to get to 8 teams.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be at 8 in order to be considered in a FBS conference.
Mm-hmm.
So right now they're sitting at 6. The 4 that they did get are the 4 most valuable brands in the Mountain West on the surface. I might have looked at UNLV over Colorado State or Fresno State.
I would have taken UNLV or Air Force over Colorado State.
But that's not the way that this worked out right now. So you're sitting at 6. You're hoping that if you're expecting slash hoping that the ACC dissolves and Stanford and Cal do come back out west, then that gets you to 8.
Yes.
At that point, you go down the road of, all right, now do we peel off SMU, which we know that they want to be at the big boys table. They're paying their own way in
the
ACC.
So you don't have to really worry about them.
And you would be sweetening the pot for them. They're going to fight to get into the Big 12 at all costs, but they've been turned away at every turn of Big 12
and also membership. If they look at it, I think if they're smart, they look at that and they go, it's Boise State. Like, that's really all you're competing with as far as the outsiders, so to speak, as far as teams that have had cachet at the top for any consistent period of time in that group.
Yeah, outside of Stanford, Cal, Oregon State, Washington State, which they get a leg up because of
the history.
Their funding that they've had previously. They're not playing catch up to anybody else.
But my point being, if you're going to join a conference, that to me makes the most sense for them, simply because there's an opening there for them if they're going to put all this money into it, if they want to compete at the top. If you go to the Big 12, you're going to be what? You're going to have to fight through Utah. You're going to have to fight through.
Well, they're not worried about that because they just want a seat at that table.
Sure.
That's what they, ever since the Southwest Conference went away, they've wanted to get back to big time football. And they could be left without a home if the ACC blows up again, and out a lot of money that their boosters have ponied up to make sure they survive in the ACC without television revenue. Remember, they joined the ACC by saying, we don't want any of your TV money
for
the first, I think, 5 years or 3 to 5 years or something. And then we'll start getting our shares of TV money. But if the ACC starts dissolving, and you start seeing if Florida State and Clemson win their lawsuits, they get out, and then teams start jumping ship.
The
left
tea leaves
and right.
here seem to kind of predict that this lawsuit is going to go on.
Yeah, but back to if you peel off SMU, you go and you get UNLV, then you're at a 10-team conference at that point, and it's more regionalized, and it feels a little bit better
because you're not going to be able to peel off any of the Big 12 teams. And then there's no reason for them
God,
to leave.
God, no. They wouldn't want to leave at all. But here's where the big one comes into play is, all right, so if Clemson and Florida State get their way, they get out of the ACC. If the ACC survives, what does the Pac-12 do then? Are you then looking at Memphis and Tulane?
Yeah.
But
independent.
Does that make sense for them?
No.
If you're trying to get to 8? Because if you join the Pac-12, yeah, sure, you're joining a conference. But is it better than the American? It's not going to get you autonomous 5 status. It's not going to get you an automatic bid to a playoff, that conference, with 8 teams,
because
you're adding those two.
You have to get to 10 for the automatic, right?
No. You have to be voted in. You have to get to 8 in order just to be an FBS conference. It doesn't matter how many. I think once you're an FBS conference, then it comes into, all right, are we going to give you an automatic bid? The College Football Playoff Committee then votes on that. That doesn't really make sense because, yeah, sure, you may be making a lateral move competitive-wise and maybe even a step backwards competitive-wise because of the fact that if you run the table in the American, you're going to get in, and you may make your path a little bit harder. And then every other sport is very difficult to then compete in because your travel going from Memphis to Tulane.
You got a 4-hour trip back and forth.
And so if the ACC survives, what does the Pac-12 do?
And that's the thing. I think if, again, the tea leaves here seem to indicate that the ACC might be the one up for dissolution. And I almost wonder, as much as there's a quote-unquote vigorous fight in the lawsuit that's pending here, I think ESPN wants it to dissolve. Even though they have the rights under control for that long, I think they're looking at that and going, the value of that product the second those teams leave is so, so toxic that they want it to fall apart.
Phew.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, in the sense of, like, if Clemson and Florida State, they win and they're out, the ACC all of a sudden becomes incredibly devalued.
Yeah.
And the money that they have, that's money tied up for another 13 years. And do they want that?
Yeah.
And I just, with the restructuring and what has happened at ESPN, ABC, Disney, and how they have done things financially, I find it very hard to believe that they want to be in that business if that ends up happening. So that's what I wonder if, look, every bit of restructuring we have seen that has been quote unquote preemptive.
Yeah.
Has been because they knew what was coming. And I just have a reeling suspicion that they know that behind the scenes that the ACC is going under.
Boy, well, we'll see. And I went and I looked this up. The ACC, the SMU, they are getting a tiny bit of money from the ACC. It's not even close to being like 30%. There's a texture says 30% share. It's like peanuts.
Yeah.
That they're getting right
now. Their donors are covering basically everything.
Yeah. They're getting like a $5 million bump from the college football playoff.
Which is not part of the conference.
$200 million from their boosters.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a big chunk of cash.
Yeah, that oil money's real.
But this herein lies the big issue for Oregon State, Washington State, the fan base. Where do you guys feel right now with this move? Getting,
we need to pull this,
holding on to the survival of the Pac-12. It comes at the detriment of the Mountain West Conference, which Oregon State, Washington State, you've been in those shoes too. I mean, it's a far lesser degree because it's not, you're not, none of those schools are losing their Power Five status. But where are we feeling at with the move, the holding of the Pac-12 together in the future of both Oregon State and Washington State?